Praise him, the Lord Jesus. Everyone outside, get closer, we start.
But
we may use our time very well.
We
are moving on to see how our study of warfare is going to be moving.
Yes, you will.
Praise Jesus so much. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers of darkness of this world. Because of that, as we last saw, and we are going to see the angels of warfare. Angel Michael, that is the angel of the sword. He who moves on the white horse is commanded by the commander holding the first trumpet.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We are
going to see Angel Abaddon, the angel of the chains,
imprisoned
principalities in the bottomless pit.
He's
commanded by the fourth commander,
who
holds the fourth trumpet.
We are
going to see of the angel of fire,
who
is holding the fourth bowl. He moves on the fiery red horses.
He's
commanded by the angel of the sixth trumpet.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
have joined on with the angel of counsel. He moves on a black horse. He is concerned with the measurements of the seasons and times and the needs.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
When
we don't have the one on our side, this war can be very hard for us. After discovering it,
we
wrestle not against flesh and blood. When we begin with Ephesians 6, verses 10, he says this. Let's read there. Ephesians 6 from verse 10.
Ekyenkomerero, mubenga n'amaanyi Mukama waffe ne mu buyinza obw'amaanyi ge. Mwambalenga ebyokulwanyisa byonna ebya Katonda, mulyoke muyinzenga okuyimirira eri enkwe za Sitaani, kubanga tetumeggana na musaayi na mubiri, wabula n'abaamasaza n'ab'obuyinza n'abafuga ensi ab'omu kizikiza kino n'emyoyo gy'obubi mu bifo ebya waggulu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bwetumala okwambala ebyokulwanyisa byaffe,
after putting on our armor,
nga bwe twategeera enjiri ey'emirembe,
as we understood the gospel of peace,
mu bigere byaffe,
in our feet,
nga tweteeseteese bulungi,
as we prepared very well with it,
nga tumanyidde ddala emisingi,
and we know very well the foundations,
nga bwe twawulira mu Bebulani esula ey'omukaaga,
as we heard in Hebrews 6,
bwe twongera osiba amazima mu kiwato kyaffe,
we continue to tie the belt of truth in our waist,
ono nga ye Mukama waffe Yesu,
and this is the Lord Jesus himself,
nga bwe twawulira mu Yokaana 14:6,
we heard in John 14:6,
era nga yajja mu muzingo gw'ekitabo ogwamuwandikibwako,
and he came in the scroll by which was written about,
kusinziira ku Yokaana 5:39,
according to John 5:39,
bwe tumala okwesiba ebyandiko ebyo mu biwato byaffe,
after wrapping and tying those scriptures in our waists,
ng'amazima,
as the truth,
era ne tukwata ekyo mu kifuba eky'obutuukirivu,
and we hold the blessed spirit of righteousness,
nga bwe twawulira mu Baroomi 10,
as we had in Romans 10,
okuva ku lw'omwenda,
from verse 9,
mpaka 17,
and to 17,
bwe tukkiriza,
but when we believe,
ebyawandiikibwa ebitukuvu,
the holy scriptures,
oluvannyuma lw'okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda,
after hearing the word of God,
tugenda mu maaso n'okunyweza okukkiriza,
we move on to establish that faith,
era nga tetuviira ddala mu kukkiriza,
if we don't totally get out of that faith,
okutuweesa obutuukirivu,
which gives us righteousness,
kubanga kyawandiikibwa,
it is written,
mutemisa ekisooke sula ey'okuna,
in 1 Timothy chapter 4,
n'olusooka n'olwokubiri,
from verses 1 and 2,
nti mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma,
that in the latter days,
walibaawo abaliva mu kukkiriza,
many will abandon the faith,
singa bava mu kukkiriza okw'okulya ekigambo kya Katonda,
abandon the faith which comes from hearing the word of God,
baba tebakyalina kya mu kifuba eky'obutuukirivu,
they no more have the blessed spirit of righteousness,
era ng'akola kino,
and the one who does this,
ye mubi Sitaani,
it is the evil one, the devil,
kubanga kyagambibwa,
for it is said,
nti baliva mu kukkiriza,
that they will get out of the faith,
oluvannyuma lw'okuwulira
after hearing deceiving spirits and the teaching of the devils, what they fight with, they know it. That a person was not clothed, that armor can never fight them. Praise Jesus. That is why we continue to strengthen them. And we hold the shield of faith. For we have understood Romans 10:17. The faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. But to work very well that shield, you have to join Isaiah 28 from verses 9 to 13. Let them be 4 commands, let them 4 scriptures from the different books making up the Bible, and that shield will be complete, as it's in Luke 4 and as it's in Matthew
4,
which the Lord Jesus used. Praise Jesus.
At
the same time, we continue to get the helmet of salvation, the Holy Spirit, the one who leads the children of God. As we heard in Romans 8:14, they who are led by the Spirit of the Lord, they are the children of God.
And
we saw in Acts 2, and the Holy Spirit comes upon their heads in the tongues of fire. And at the same time,
we
move on to hold the sword of the word of God, the Old and the New Testament. That is how we can stand in this war. But as it's been told us, that we are not wrestling with flesh and blood. After being that we are fighting with principalities, evil forces.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because of that,
there
they were joined on us with us weapons, and we can fight with them. For he speaks in Hebrews 1:13 and 14, and he says this.
N'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'essatu. Naye ku malayika ki gwe yali ayogeddeko nti, tuula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo okutuusa lwe ndifuula abalabe bo entebe y'ebigere byo. Bonna si gy'emyoyo egiweereza nga gitumibwa okuweereza olw'abo abagenda okusikira obulokozi.
Nti olw'okuba bali bwe tuwanagana nabo,
y'emibi, ne
bamalayika bano abatukuvu,
batumibwa
okugenda okulwanagana nabo
bwe
tuyimirira obulungi
nga bwe tutugwanira,
nga tuyimiridde mu kigambo kya
Katonda,
kubanga tuwawulira.
Zaburi 119:19-22,
bamalayika baliwo okutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda.
Angels are there to fulfill God's word and to fulfill God's will, that which he showed us within the Holy Scriptures. Now, after it gets to be that,
after
to close the Holy Scriptures as we've heard, we pray within them, even within this prayer of warfare, and we call Angel Michael, angel of the sword, who walks on the white horse, and he moves on to conquer, and depends on total conquest. Then we will become more than conquerors in the name of our Lord Jesus. That's when we call out your burden of the chains, move around in prison in those evil spirits. For we understood we cannot bind with our physical hands, but because they will pass through the spiritual realm, those are our angels on our side. They move on to fight those wars on our sake, and they are sent to execute that work. But that sending, it first happens from us when we
had
in Matthew 18 from verses 18 to 19, whatever you lose on earth, even in heaven it's loosed. What you bind, even in heaven it's bound.
Here is
where you get the right to send these angels to pass through the spiritual realm, so
that
they can fulfill what we cannot touch with our physical hands. And it was spoken like this in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We began from verse 1.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri sura y'ekkumi n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Second Corinthians 10 from verse 1.
Naye nze kennyini Pawulo mbeegayirira olw'obukkakkamu n'obuwombeefu bwa Kristo, nze gwe mutoowaza bwe mba siriiwo mpitibwa muzira. Kale mbeegayirira bwegayirizi lwe ndibaawo nneme okulabanga nneme okubalaga obuzira obwo bwe ndowooza okuba nabwo eri abalala abalowooza nga ffe tutambula okugoberera omubiri. Kuba newankubadde nga tutambulira mu mubiri, tetulwana kugobereranga mubiri, kubanga ebyokulwanyisa by'entalo zaffe si bya mubiri naye by'amaanyi eri Katonda olw'okumenya ebigo.
Yesu yebazibwe. Newankubadde nga tulabikira mu mubiri muno, naye ebyokulwanyisa by'entalo
byaffe
si bya mubiri na musaayi, era weewaawo by'amaanyi n'okumenyera ddala ebigo bya
basitaani.
Twawulira
we heard
mu mubuulizi esula y'omukaaga,
Ecclesiastes 6
no esula ya mwenda,
Ecclesiastes 9
verse 14,
netwawulira
nti waliwo amakomera mangi sitaani ge yasiba,
when we heard there are many prisons the devil put upon the world,
agasinga obungi tegalabika na maaso ga mubiri,
them cannot be visible with physical eyes,
naye okusobola okumenya amakomera ago,
but to be able to break those prisons,
tutuma bamalayika bali mu nsi ey'omwoyo,
we send the angels within the spiritual realm,
ne bagenda mu maaso n'okubanga bamenya amakomera,
go on to destroy those prisons,
tutuma malayika w'ekitala Michael,
we send the angel of the sword Michael,
adomirwa mudomiza kutekonda erisoka,
he is commanded with the commander with the first trumpet,
n'ayitamu n'ekitala ng'atema enjegereza,
and he passes through with the sword cutting their chains,
ng'atemera ddala ebisiba byabwe,
and he totally cuts all their cords and chains,
ng'atemera ddala ebigo byabwe,
and he cuts all their strongholds,
n'ebateeka amakomera ago
within which they pull their prisons, but as they're still within them, as their chains have been broken, we send the angel of the chains from our side, angel Abaddon, who is commanded by the angel holding the fourth trumpet, and passes through capturing and imprisoning all those spirits, and because there are powers of darkness which remain behind, which bring sickness and many other things, weakness and things like that, getting malnourished and a lot of other things, we send the angel of fire to come from behind, and he moves on burning all those powers of darkness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Okay.
Now we would have fought the good war.
Msajja omwe mtukuva ayogera okwita mutume Paul.
The Holy Spirit speaks through Apostle Paul.
Bwe yali akomekereza emirimu gye yali akola naye.
When he was winding up the works was working with him.
N'agamba nwanyi okulwana okulungi okukkiriza.
He fought a good fight of faith.
Yali takkiriza bukkiriza
not just having faith like that, but he was within the Holy Scriptures. He fought a good fight of faith. For faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Everything is studied in the Holy Scriptures. He moved on to believe it and even to do it. When it commanded him the angels of wars, he sent those angels within those wars. And he saw when he was overcome. Coming. That is why he writes somewhere, and he
says,
for Christ's sake we are more than conquerors.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because of that, brethren, as we move on these warfare, so we have a lot to fight with and not few. There are they which enter the spiritual realm of the church. There are also a lot of evil spirits there. And when you go to politics, those spirits are there. Ourselves in the financial and economic field, they are there. Even the social relations of the villages. And sometimes they will lead villages as wizards.
But there are
a lot of sorcerers who are not them.
And
they have gathered demons in each department. We
have
found ourselves. Even within the healthy sector, there are evil spirits there.
when you go there to give birth, they want one thing for you to shed blood. Just a small complication they claim you cannot give birth normally.
And
devil is right there tapping people's blood.
He's
even made the system like tight clothing you could put, women put on. You clothe your child from childhood. And when they mature, they will not be able to deliver normally. And they have to operate them. Remember this blood when they are giving birth, which comes from the child when they are being born. In the right birth, that blood is holy. For that child has no seed. They have no sin. But this blood of sacrificing and you cut. To get a human being to operate them to get a child. That is what they love most. There is a sacrifice within it. The doctor speaks some words as they are operating their patients. They are they who committed themselves to these evil spirits, they are agents of them. Now we found ourselves that the entire environment is filled with evil spirits. According to Revelation 18, that the world is full of demons. And when it gets to be that,
us,
we have to begin to encamp there on our side. They who come from the kingdom of heaven. From the Jerusalem of heaven. According to 1 Kings chapter 6. Men who could fight the Jezebels in those seasons. And they who fought with these evil spirits. They were able to prepare an army when it was still early. According to
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esule y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ettaano.
2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 15.
Awo omuddu w'omubasajja wa Katonda bwe yagolokoka enkya n'afuluma, laba ejje n'embalaasi n'amagaali nga bizingizizza ekibuga. Omuddu we n'amugamba nti zitusanze mukama wange.
Yes,
praise Jesus. These ones were a physical army. But what surprises most, within them there were evil spirits among them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
according to the explanation of the man of God, the Holy Spirit passed the expression
through
him. He explained and he said this. Second Kings 6 from verse 15.
Tunakola tutya. Naddamu nti totya. Kubanga abali naffe bangi okusinga abali nabo.
Nti kusaidi yaffe.
That on our side.
Waliyo bangi.
There were many.
Okusinga abali kusaidi ya.
More than the ones on their side.
Kati ye omusajja Elisa.
Now the man Elisha.
Ngakulembidwa mu mtuku.
When he was led by the Holy Spirit.
Ya tunulira jeri aba nabayimiride.
He never looked at the armies of the ones who were standing around.
Wabula yagendo tunulira mbo.
But he looked within them.
Ngabuli omwasimbidwa ko moyo mubi.
Upon each one there was an evil spirit planted on each one of
the
soldiers. It is to tell them.
Totya kubanga abali kusaidi ya.
Fear not, for they on their side.
Batona abali mu kusaidi ya.
You on their side. But look on our side. They on our side are very many.
He
seems to look at the physical army of human beings. And he looked at the spirits in their midst. The evil spirits we are working within them. Now today this time.
Has
restore the truth of the word of God.
They
are they on every system we've spoken of here.
In the spiritual realm of the
church. Of the church
or
of serving God, there are evil spirits there. Politics, they are there. Financial, social relations and villages. People survive by sorcery, there are evil spirits in their midst.
When you go to health sector, there too you find there are evil spirits on their side. But the men like Elisha, together with Elijah, to be able to fight with spirits like that. For we have some men who are determined in financial field. And they say the financial sector is not going to change. We have to sell you a kilo of rice, 50,000 shillings. And the man of God said, tomorrow it is going to change. You're going to buy it 2,000 and it's going to be forceful and you don't taste of that. But the other one who was speaking, he had, they were on his side in financial field. They were contending that it can never change. Even this one said it is possible.
For
their faith on our side.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The church all along have been making revivals. That I hear they come revivals. There is one thing on what they never discovered first. You can never attack this world before knowing the ones on your side. How are you there going to fight? The others already are encamped a couple of years. For the devils, they work with people who have gotten and perverted. They have spent a lot of years working. Praise Jesus. Now by you, as you come, the things you're going to do, you don't know them. You begin fire by beat. And you begin to feel the heaviness because you are alone and there are no ones on your side. But the men like Elisha,
he
had to prove that the ones on their side were present. The man refuses to get out of the city and he speaks truth.
Someone
is trying to move this man.
The
entire village that he is still standing speaking truth. If you don't understand the ones on our side, he had already called the armies before he entered the mission. And he camped all over. Anytime he wants, he just calls them. The man Elijah did always like that. As they were attacking him, he had sat on the mountain top. As I stand before the presence of God, let fire come down and burn you. But the ones who were speaking about, they were around the angels of fire.
Yes,
he was. Praise Jesus. He never spoke that he was imagining he was in faith. Let fire come down.
The
armies were around. We'll explain more this when we study angels in Jerusalem. We are not in faith, which is not existing. The man called fire to consume this man when he knew who the one he was talking with. Now here we have to open our eyes, the spiritual eyes. For we heard that he made these angels' wings. And they encamp in the entire world, yet they can never be seen. Before we go on television or in a radio, we are going to have encamped all these armies in the entire world. Yet they can never see them, that they are present. They will just see it like that. And we say, let it not rain in this place for 3 months. And they to go and make sure they will go and do it. The men who are commanding us are in the other nation. They are in Uganda, but they commanded in America and it happened. It happened as they spoke it. It happened like that because they had already called the armies and they were around them. And they were surrounding or over them. We're going to be calling more armies of war. Even though we have to call the ones of messages to be around, the Gabriels, and we shall call more the angels of knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they of counsel of provision.
But
all that cannot be given to humanity until we first began warfare.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For a lot have been bound. They who can never even raise their head. According to Zechariah 1:18. That whoever tried to raise his head was scattered and beaten down.
You
try to argue this is not truth, they are lying to us and you are beaten down. But right now they will arise to speak when they are there on our side. We already encamped
in
America. The one in America hearing truth. When they will feel they love it, they have stuck on it. They will beat them. We have sent to go watch over them and to fight those wars with them. The angels of the living God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Even
though today they don't know, but we can stand on their sick.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
they too will be able to stand in their seasons, each one wherever they are.
The
saints of God who are seeking Him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, as if you've been given to lighten to them. Or to spearhead this work.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
continued and told him this.
2
Kings 6.
Second
Kings 6, verse 17.
Elisa n'asaba n'ayogera nti, Mukama wange, nkwegayiridde, omuzibule amaaso ge alabe. Awo Mukama n'azibula amaaso g'omulenzi n'alaba. Awo laba. Olusozi nga lujjudde embalaasi n'amagaali ag'omuliro ageetoolodde Elisa. Awo bwe baaserengeta gy'ali Elisa n'asaba Mukama. Nayogera nti nkwegayiridde ziba amaaso g'abantu bano. N'aziba amaaso gaabwe ng'ekigambo kya Elisa bwe kyali.
Yalinga ayogera bino.
He was speaking this.
Kubanga abaziba amaaso baali we balinga abamanyi.
Because they were blind eyes were present and they knew them. And to speak that my Lord, open the eyes of this one and blind the eyes of the enemy forces. It's what he said you can lose and you bind at the same time. I know you understand me well. But these ones that encamped and they were present and they had surrounded Israel in those days.
What
we are heading is not concerning Israel alone. What we are heading on is concerning the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Encamp
these armies in all nations of the world.
But
by the time we begin to arise out,
when we
hear they who are arguing in another nation, and we tell armies of those nations that silence those people.
And we shout
that this truth is coming, what is it
like?
And
we
say that give them some hunger that they may feel it.
And
remember in Revelation
11,
the seasons of the witness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Have every liberty to torment the world as they wish. And whoever wants to touch them,
that will
get a problem over that. Whoever wants to kill them, he has to die instead. But we can never do this until we have encamped armies all over.
It's
any person arising wherever they are and they are fighting that new generation being created, they will be handled when we are not even there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
New generation.
Remember new generation. It's come to contend and fight the new world order.
New world order.
The new world order came to change the things of God. And it prepares the world to become appear up to be upside down to fight the things of God. That's why I said, if God says, let's be a man and a woman, let they get married.
n'omukazi bafumbirwaganenga.
In the new world order, they say that man and woman, they are free to marry each other.
But new generation,
which is filled with the full knowledge of God, it is there to fight that word. But that war, you see it, we are supposed to encamp armies when it's still early. And even though you send the army that you fight
with,
there is a moment you're going to hear in your ears, and the Spirit tells you deploy more armies and call them to
encamp,
and will show you locations to deploy them. Praise Jesus. Call more armies, the one around, they are not enough. According to my map we have studied, deploy more in America, in Austria add more. You go on deploying more armies there. But the armies are not going to see with their physical eyes. And
they are
going to be things which are amazing on their lives. God promised that
will
never give his glory to another.
And
he spoke in Isaiah 48. For the end of everything, he is to show them that is the only glorious God. And he told them everything he did, I will reveal and expose it on that day. All this is been doing it in secret. But the seasons of speaking about them
are
and they see with their eyes, it's the time.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now what we are in is like this. We have to understand the ones on our side. Not
be
that we are in the prayer of warfare, striking and beating. The seasons of ignorance, the Lord is no more counting on them on us, but he commands us to repent and we begin to walk within knowledge. They were locked, and they used up their prayers of the past season.
Fire,
the angel of fire is around. You command fire to come out and burn. Tell the angel of fire, get the fire and spread on the cities of the evil ones.
The man
who's just in the mountain is saying, as I stand before the Lord, let fire come from up and consume all these ones. And the angels of fire immediately did it. What has drawn us to understand these issues?
There
fire in ourselves with our mouth. And you're binding yourself. We are not going to do those things, brethren. When the pastors have been holding pangas physically, and you're cutting the devil and the chain, and you cut the devil yourself. And
you
say, now you look at this one.
They
told you, rest on with flesh and blood. What are you doing? You don't even harm him a little. And sometimes he conned you. He made you dream that you have beaten him and he arose again. That you may resume tomorrow and it troubles you more in that lifestyle. I beat him but I cut off one leg of him. I saw him in the night, I've cut one leg from him, he's walking when he's not
comfortable.
And the next day you'll be shoot
you
cut the hand this time, but the legs are well now. The leg I cut yesterday, now it's well. No, you don't do anything to him.
And
he wants to tell you, don't do anything to him. As you still there, the neighbor passes outside. But now you are praying. Look at her.
It
will begin to arise the wall of your mouth. And you speak evil words to them. And they too, you enter from them. You first quarrel with them, now you enter warfare. Things were there and really. Now the devil threatened you every time. And he saw you know nothing. And he put you studies of demons. That you can get to know demons very well. The more you study demons, the more they tormented you.
kubanga tewamanya nga bali kusaidi yo.
You never knew the ones on your side.
Kanguzi oyinza otyogera n'omanya emizimu
nabali
kusaidi yo tolinayo gwo.
There are got no demons and you don't know anything of them on your side.
Omanyi Michael,
you know Michael,
netomanyi nangeri kiki okola naye.
You don't even know how you work with him. For the
time,
you remove him and put him aside and you cut yourself. You cut. You bite. And the devil calls you. And he says, you know what? I am the one on that paper. You get tied the paper and scan it. And he's a con man playing on you. Remember, he's of schemes. You cannot match him. You can be cutting and cutting. And you see a timber pole there. And he says, I am the one that
one.
Now hold me and crush me. Now as if you feel the voice of the Spirit. And say, get him, crush him.
And
put the pole, you bring the axe. And you crush the timber pole.
And
he troubles you the whole of your life. Now you say, you know what? Your curses, you write them down. We are going to burn them today. The devil knows they don't burn curses with physical fire. And you write down all the curses. And you burn them with firewood. Let me tell you of one thing. If curses were filling and burning or shooting fire of the firewood,
but
you many times in your hands, but the curses never got out. You carry
the saucepan
and it burnt you, the curse never went out of your
hand.
You drank hot tea, it burnt you, a curse remained upon you. Many times you've carried hard things.
The
curse which would have refused your work to move on would have gotten burnt a long time.
The devil
is the one playing on people. That fire would have burnt those curses a long time. You find a man is burning charcoal in the forest.
All
the feet were burnt, but he never stops burning charcoal.
It's
another burning grease. Every time he's burned by fire, but curses never cease to be on them.
Gomanyo kocha tanuru ye gundi ya matafari
kitengeza. Burning a brick,
Umutu ya nawe nebisirani nebitapuma.
Burning those bricks, you sweat, but curses never go from you.
Choke man, mbikoneza mbiwani
sekapapura. After you write them on the papers.
Therefore,
place on God's people.
Bible now we're more getting come Daniel.
I have speech of him Daniel.
Bunagena nagwa guaza watukuvu wa mukama.
Went and met blaspheme of the holy place of God. All his saints, he blasphemed all of them. And he made them do things which are not worthy. Now instead of castings, you would have at least gotten fire and you hit your hands on the charcoal stove. That the curses will get off your hands.
And
never go steal.
They will
fall in altars, but the curses never get from them. Have you ever seen
the
people work that epileptics?
Disease?
They fall in the fire, but the curses that will go from them, that disease. Who lies to these sorcerers and thieves? And they lie to you, they part demons. The epileptics people fall in the fire all the time. But they never get off them.
There
is a brother in Mukono.
He
fell in the fire and the lake was in the fire for 6 hours. But the demons never left him.
Let us get back to
the devil is just playing on the children of God.
What we need is
to know the ones on our side.
If
it's the fire, we need the one which burnt Sodom and Gomorrah.
Well,
it was the right fire.
It
burnt down all the demons that they ran out. And it was consuming fire. The Lord speaks of it that you cannot heat yourself on that fire.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And the light that someone burnt the demons and the shrines with this physical fire of the woods. And that boy of epileptic disease fell in the fire for 6 hours and it never burnt him. The demon himself made him fall in the fire. And both his feet were put within the fire. By the time they came to
seven,
the feet had gotten heated up. Now they are sick. They have never gotten healed. They have their religions there within
there.
But brethren, it is like this. Though we've been fighting wars of warfare all along, but when we don't know the ones on our side, we are doing nothing. When we don't know the army going to stand on our side,
yes,
praise Jesus. We need this army to be around.
We
had in Ecclesiastes 8 that the works God does under the sun. And even though the wise refuse to sleep day and night, they will never be able to check and search out this army. They will just see them appearing, walking, and they disappear. It's going to fall especially like that in the world.
According
to what we had in Ecclesiastes 8,
let's
go briefly right there. Angels can come and they camp around, whether your home or your workplace, whether they move, they move with you.
Now
these ones of warfare, we are going to know their ways. After we shall know the others how they work in the 7 groups of them. We are no more going to be in this war alone.
The
we used to strike our cheeks and we are bubbling ourselves. And you fall and you roar yourself.
Some
begin to question, what is wrong with born again? The born again are mad and they are like that. Sometimes you are in the house, I don't know what greeted you.
Hallelujah!
Fasted once, hallelujah!
Fire!
Fire!
No,
and you shut up. And the neighbors begin to question, what happened to the born again? Remember they don't hear you say angel attack. They would have known that in the physical wars they are commanders.
Maybe
you are a commander commanding the angels.
Fire!
I find you and you are doing it yourself. And they abandoned that. Born again are mad. They know they have their own things they do which we don't understand.
Praise
Now he was in the church and he was the general Katumba Amala of the church.
Chief.
After crowning
you
can be on
the
head. You are throat cancer. With strength and you began to sweat. Pastor David was on that
thing.
He used to sweat the whole of him with And all the clothing sweat, and now we see the anointing has moved through sweat. But the men of the living God,
he
just spoke, let them as be blind. We serve the living God, is not sweating here. As if you are serving alone.
And
you are about to make them salute you when they begin to salute and march on. Pull down the weapons. And pull on the shoe. And pull on the belt too. And you're marching for war. About to reach there, and even some reach there. Others made guns of these trees, poles. Others made guns of these yam stems of the yam.
Abamune bagwira dala dive
shoot
kasi sitani na dali na gache
chiwabule defo muza side said real
abazanyi bakatemba bantu batunyumide.
These drama actors have enjoyed their drama.
Na yetu wagaro kuogere bigambo bitegereke ka
Buganda. What's understandable?
Rani nseja kuba kunte cha Twitter balalu.
When the world this time is not going to call us mad.
Wango ragira malaika nebya wandi kwango bitadde.
You command an angel with scriptures attached.
Malaika Michael rumba ngala ya muulira.
Angel Michael attacker, they can hear that.
Ale kitegeza aliyo Michael arwane
ese Michael who fights for their sake.
Kaba tudide mkunyo uno mbaseka
bakatwa. Let's read this verse in Kings, we see.
Second Kings, verse 11. Mungoberere nange nabatuse eri omusajja gwe munoonya.
Now
the one they were looking for was the real man. But there is an umbrella he had been clothed to him.
Kakati ngabadde banoonya
Musumba Daudi. And they were been looking for Pastor
Dan. Afuse gone Musumba
Dan. Now his personality has changed, now Pastor Dan.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kakati, now I can never
to
read.
He told them, I'm going to take you to the David you're looking for, yet he's the same man.
Never to Aramwe Walala, never walk with Chai, never
to another place to give them tea to drink.
Never to Kumere, I would
want to have food. He took them the man.
After he opened
their eyes as they have drunk tea.
Lord,
open their eyes to see what is moving on. Are you not the one we are looking for? We are not most looking for you. Let's go back.
Things which
are going to happen in the world where it is reached.
And
find you looking for you, and they'll pass you. You are looking for
you.
I'm going to take you where he is. And you
take
them to your office, tell them I'm the one you're looking for. And you come back in your normal situations. The other spiritual body will always come out. All these criteria of path and through are preparing us that we can be prepared very well. Men like Elisha had the spiritual body. You bring the other body and you see a different person. And he takes it back. And he comes back. What have you been saying? I'm the one. We are not going to speak these words when they are not like that. We must be like that. They need hard people this time.
kubanga be bantu abaloga ennyo.
For that the people were serious sorcerers.
Omuntu ali okutawali enkoko nga mulaba.
A person who kills a hen right there when he's as you see.
Ndika emizimu mujone zinuunamu omusaayi.
And he sends the demons in the hen and they suck blood out of it.
Beta agaba omuliro batuuse dda.
They need the ones of fire when they have already arrived.
Naku mulembe gwe Elisa.
Like on the seasons of Elijah.
Ne bali okabasala saddaka katonda muje.
And ask for the sacrifice, God come.
Ne besala sala bonna.
And they cut themselves.
Nga bali wano baba kutedde.
Their goats have been captured. That is the situation which has to happen on them. If we
are
just beating and shooting, nothing. They themselves will find them like that. And in barking in prayer, they don't understand. You find them, they're like wolves, barking, and they are roaring. They are praying. When you will be people like that, there is no way you can overcome them. According to Ecclesiastes 8, we are going to be calling these armies Angel Michael, Angel Abaddon, Angel Fire.
To get into camping,
we go and camp them the entire world.
That's
what we've been moving on to look at. And after we
shall
know how we're going to send them in warfare. Ecclesiastes 8. Let us see this verse 16.
We nasayo mutima gwange okumanya amagezi n'okulaba emirimu egikolebwa ku nsi. Kubanga waliwo era natafuna, waliwo era atafuna tulo mu maaso ge emisana n'ekiro. Awo ne ndaba omulimu gwonna ogwa Katonda omuntu nga tayinza kukebera mulimu ogukolebwa wansi w'enjuba. Kubanga omuntu ne bw'ategana atya okukebera naye taligulaba. Weewaawo nate omugezigezi ne bw'alowooza okugumanya nate taliyinza kugulaba.
Waliwo emirimu gye tugenda otegeka.
There are works we're going to be preparing.
Newankubadde waliwo egigenda mu
maaso. Even though they are the ones moving on right now. Malayika
b'okuteesa basibamu nga baleeta emyoyo.
The angels of counsel are always bringing spirits here.
Bakola ku bimera ogenda mu maaso.
They are working on the plants to move on.
Naye b'Abaddon ku side yaffe badde bakola kitono.
But the Abaddons on our side have been working little.
Kubanga badde bakati bakwata myoyo okugenda kugiteeka mu bunnya egifudde.
Right now they have been capturing spirits we are dead to take them in the pits.
Abantu abafudde okuva mu mubiri.
People who are dead to be taken out of the body.
They are
the ones
that
have been taking. Now to cause principalities be born, it's not been common. For it was upon us to command those missions.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But because we are beating and binding them in the desert, sending them there,
we
had no one to send to execute
his
works. And we've been right there like that.
But
we're going to call these armies to encamp them in the entire world. And after all that, we shall go to know how to send them.
That
when I front Michael, what is he going to be doing? Why is Abaddon quickly coming behind him? For we know Michael passed through with the sword.
He
is not alone, he has a lot of angels and armies behind him. When he passes through with the sword cut with the chains, the cords of the chains and the yokes holding the people, on we send angel of the chains to bind those spirits, the angel Abaddon. The angel of fire follows behind, burning all their powers of darkness. Here is where they will reach their power pits and they call them and they never come. And they already captured the ones responsible of them. Even all the power they had retained in their bodies and they had been burnt. That is how the war will be happening. And it is told us that wherever all over the entire world, after we have called these armies, we have to first target the holy place in the church of salvation itself. And we shall send those churches which already perverted from the regions. And after we shall attack the wizards in the mountains and the valleys.
We
speak somewhere that judgment begins from the house.
It
is Ezekiel 9. And it says this.
Ezekiel esula eyomwenda n'olunyiriri olusooka. Awo n'ayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene mu matu gange ng'ayogera nti sembeza abo abakulira ekibuga buli muntu ng'akutte ekyokulwanyisa kye ekizikiriza mu mukono gwe. Kale laba abasajja mukaaga ne bajja nga bafuluma mu kkubo ery'omulyango ogw'engulu ogwolekera obukiika obwa kkono buli muntu ng'akutte ekyokulwanyisa kye ekitta mukono gwe.
Mukaaga tubategeera bulungi.
We understand those six very well.
Tujja kulaba ku baduumizi omukaaga n'oyo asigala
yeye. We shall see of the six commanders and one remains the seventh one.
Bagamba basembeze baba yeye mu kibuga gye babeera.
They are in the city, that's where they reside.
Niwe bagamba basembeze wano mu central tutegeke. Tutegeke ekintu.
Bring them to the central and prepare.
Ze wentu kira mission yenu.
When I reach this mission.
Already bali baba itadda mu central buli kimba kimanyi.
Already they had been called in the central and they knew everything.
Era bamanyi mission yenu bwino gena mbasa.
And they know how this mission has to be moving on.
Ati okubatume yenu fetu no kuyita.
To send them here. It's us to send them. It's our part.
Mu central baba ita.
But in the central they were called.
Amalaika bonani baba itiramu bagenda okukola.
All angels were updated on how they are going to work.
Ezekiel sura eyomwenda n'olunyiriri olwokubiri.
Ezekiel 9 verse 2.
N'omusajja omu wakati mu bo ayambadde bafuta ng'alina ekikompe kya bwino eky'omuwandiisi mu kiwato.
Ono Gabudiri ayitamu.
This is Gabriel passing through.
Ku lwa malayika w'omusanvu.
On behalf of the seventh angel.
Ng'agenda asiirira abantu abatukuvu.
On to seal the righteous people.
Ne bayingira ne bayimirira ku mabbali g'ekyoto eky'ekikomo.
Baba bayimiriranga wano ku kyoto.
They stood right there at the altar.
Beetooloola awo.
They surrounded there.
Tunaatera okubafulumya.
We are about to bring them out, release them.
Awo ekitiibwa kya Mukama wa Isirayiri kyali kirinnye okuva ku Keubi bwe kyali okutuuka ku mulyango gw'ennyumba. N'ayita omusajja ayambadde bafuta yalina ekikompe kya bwino eky'omuwandiisi mu kiwato. Awo Mukama n'amugamba nti genda oyite wakati mu kibuga wakati mu Yerusaalemi oteeke akabonero ku byenyi by'abantu abassa ebikkowe era abakaabira emizizo kyonna ekikolebwa wakati mu kyo.
Kakati tuyinza okugamba bwetu
waliwo essaala y'okuweebwa ebeerawo ku lunaku luli olunaku
olwokuna ina okuddawo ebeerewo
ne
bwenaabirawo ddakiika asatu tutandike oyita abagabudyeri bagende balabula
abantu
abanakuwalidde ebyemizizo ebigenda mu maaso mu kanisa
lamenting over the terrible things happening in the church
mu madini
on the religions
mu busamize
in the wizards and sorcerers and even in the world
bayitemu nga bagenda balabula
and they will pass through as they want those people
naye ngene mabega wavaayo abo olutalo bagenda mu maaso
behind there will be of wolves happening moving on.
Ekirimu Ezekiel esula ya mwenda n'olunyi lwakutaano.
Ezekiel 9 verse 5.
N'abalala n'abagamba nsi nga mpulira nti mmwe muyite mu kibuga mumuveeko ennyuma mufumite eriiso lyammwe lireme okusonyiwa so temubanga na kisa mutire ddala omukadde n'omulenzi n'omuwala n'abaana abato n'abakazi naye temusembereranga muntu yenna aliko akabonero era musookere mu watukuvu wange. Awo ne basookera ku bakadde abaali mu maaso g'ennyumba n'abagamba nti ennyumba mugyonoone mujjuse empya abattibwa.
Owulidde bulungi.
You heard very clear.
Ekitusomesa siiru eri ku lunaku luli.
Where we started another seal on that day.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Era ne ku lunaku luno.
Even on this day.
Tugenda mu maaso okwawula aweereza kalonda muweereza.
We are moving on to separate who serves God and who never serves.
Era nga Gabudiri alina okuyita mwagenda alonda abantu abasiiringe. Abayiseemu enjiri ebasiiringa.
Gabriel has to pass through to seal those people with the gospel which is going to seal them.
Kati bano banina mizimu.
Now these ones I have demons.
Teri kusonyiwa.
There is no forgiveness.
Njogera bwenti.
I speak like this.
Nti eri abo abamaze okukola endagaano ne gundi ne Lucifer.
Unto them who have made a covenant already with the devil. Most of them are not going to be saved in the flesh. Others will be unclothed with evil spirits and will be captured to be imprisoned. And others will even die. Most of them in the holy place. People who have hidden in the things of church when they are sorcerers and wizards. And
they've
said, begin from the sanctuary, the holy place. Every time when I pray, say when you pray the prayer, we begin from the church of salvation. To strike down demons which are there, which have been within the churches,
these
spread magic and sorcery moving on. As we reach religious to strike down demons there, when we first struck the house, then there is no accusation against it. For he the devil knows when you beat the ones of outside who are choosing that you have them within your house. We must target the church of salvation itself. All the false prophets and their evil spirits. Why was it like this? As he commanded him this, in verses 8 he had already shown him what is happening within the church. Let's get back briefly from verse 4. This is what he had shown him what was being happening in the church. We speak of the church of salvation. You know, people say the apostle of that place, I hear he's a young boy. He abuses all religions, but we target
more
to fight against they who claim to be born again and they're wizards. We don't fight religions, but we are against all the actions which are not worthy.
And
everything moving on to lie around and to cause God's people to get lost.
For
God spoke in James that there is his good religion. It's on the fear of God
and to
keep your tongue not to speak evil words, not to commit adultery and doing things like that, to help the ones in need. That can be a religion, but it's not rich salvation. They are still being demanded to get saved. Now, in all the good works, people in their religions with good works, we don't want to haunt anyone, but we request and ask them to get saved.
But
if they're not getting saved, there's no heaven. Ezekiel 8, from verse
4. Awo nangamba nti omwana w'omuntu yimusa amaaso go kakano eri ekkubo erigenda obukiika obwa kkono. Awo ne nyimusa amaaso gange eri ekkubo erigenda obukiika obwa kkono. Kale laba, ekifaananyi kino eky'obuggya nga kiri mu mulyango ku luuyi olw'obukiika obwa kkono olw'omulyango ogw'ekyoto. Awo nangamba nti omwana w'omuntu olaba kye bakola, olaba emizizo emikulu ennyumba Isirayiri gye bakolera wano.
Now here
in the church of salvation,
they
have thrown him to chase him far from out.
He
too sends a war saying, let it begin from the house in the church of salvation.
Ezekiel 8 verse 6. Na yo nolaba nate emizizo emirala emikulu. Awo nandeeta ku luggi olw'oluggya. Awo bwe natunula, laba, ekituli nga kiri mu kisenge. Awo nangamba nti omwana w'omuntu, sima nno mu kisenge. Awo bwe namala okusima mu kisenge, laba oluggi. Nangamba nti yingira olabe emizizo egy'obubi gye bakolera wano. Awo bwe nayingira, ne ndaba era laba, buli ngeri ey'ebiwalula n'ensolo ez'emizizo. N'ebifaananyi byonna eby'ennyumba ya Isirayiri nga bitoneddwa ku bisenge enjuyi zonna. Awo era nga wayimiridde mu maaso gaabyo abasajja 7 ku bakadde b'omu nnyumba ya Isirayiri.
Balina envi bwe bati mito n'empalaata
hair and big bald.
bambala magandula nga manene
cloth their garments and their big
naye nga baliyo basamira ebintu
bitategeere they are worshiping devils and evil spirits
so nga ate befudda bali mu kanisa
yet they have claimed to be the church of God
Ezekiel 8 verse 8 nga bitoneddwa ku kisenge enjuyi zonna era nga wayimiridde mu maaso gaabyo abasajja nsanvu bakadde b'omu nyumba ya Isirayiri ne wakati mu bo nga muyimiridde Yazaniya mutabani wa Safani buli muntu ng'akutte ekyetulizo kye omukono gwe
bagendeyo ne basambira omunaamira amabeere
got there and they worship devils and one of them grow breasts
ne bayonka
and they suck from their person
bayonka man
that they are sucking powers
When
they come back, they make people fall down. In each one in an image of an animal. Another one is like a serpent and they begin to act and stretch like one. Others are like frogs and they're acting like frogs. Now, as we get to
here,
they have been put in newspapers.
So
grows breasts and others suck from that person. And you think that newspapers are liars. Let me tell you, journalists are like flies. When you see them concentrating on an issue, there is a problem there. And it will be then when they found the right person. But those things are happening and these men are doing it, they are wizards. Why do they don't come out to rebuke another who does things which are not right? Because all of them are in the same system. Even the one coming out to speak is just marketing them. For they cannot bring out the truth of the word.
He is
there to announce that they are there, they have power. And that's why they announce. And you think that he's fighting them, abusing them. They don't bring out the word of God.
He
is someone who is announcing and marketing them. Now what's happening is this. We started in March in Ezekiel what they do. Each one appearing behind an image of an animal. And when they reached Uganda, knew the nation was called. And they sat down with the ministry. And that ministry teaches demons. Which appear in different animals. But the pastors are the ones who pass through those animals and they travel. The world. And you think when you dream this, the dog, that is adultery. Yet it's the pastor himself.
He's
the one who appears like a dog,
he
appears like a cow, and he chases you in the dreams. After they started, each had gotten an animal to be the man faced. And instituted an entire school in Uganda. And that ministry is teaching demons through which they appear and manifest. Now you thought perhaps the demon of adultery is troubling you. But what dog commits adultery? For it has no command not to commit adultery.
And
adultery is in the hearts of human beings. And you see worms and you run away. For within them that they will appear like worms and they call them those names.
And
when they reach the village, they bewitch the entire village and they get the
capital.
As if they have encircled the entire village. When you enter their synagogues and they have that spirit which engulfs people, it engulfs your entire mind. And all of you are looking in the pockets. How much is there? Let me give it out all. Even this one, this
one.
And they have captured the entire mind of yours. Even this one I left in the wallet. Everything you bring it out. And
even
there is another in my browser. That's what they do, those demons which engulf people and capture their minds.
They can
engulf your wealth and they finish the whole of it until you've given it out all. And they
like
that wombs which engulf you, they are the same people. Let's go and pray.
We
want to call those armies and camp them in the entire world. And John Michael and his army. When we saw in Revelation 12, verse 7, we call it Jabadon of the chains. Revelation 9, 11 to 15, that will pass through with his entire army, angel of fire.
When we see in
2 Kings 6, praise Jesus.
Now
arise on your face. But the works where they are being brought, they first target the holy place in the church of salvation.
But
they hunt down all the false prophets and they will attack the religions and they will pass through ahead to attack wizards and sorcerers on mountains.
Tokukulumiza ayi kabaka bakabaka era mukama wabakama. Webale ku atukulembeddemu n'okutuuka leero sebo mutonzi waffe. Tukwebaza kubanga oli mulwanyi wa ntalo sebo kabaka bakabaka. Yegwe mukama oweje sebo Katonda. Labo olina ekirala ky'ekyobwoje obirye mukama waffe Yesu. Ayi Katonda ffe gwoyogera ku mbebulani yesule yokuna. Weewaawo sebo kabaka bakabaka. Onyolwe 12 paka olwe 13. Era eri gwe tuleetera ebigambo byaffe. Ebintu byonna byeruliddwa gy'oli sebo. Laba tuyingira mu ssaala ey'olutalo olunaku olwaleero. Ayi kabaka bakabaka. Era ng'oyogedde sebo Katonda ffe. Omu muzadde lyo mukama waffe Yesu. Wateeka nti virus erwanise ekibi. Ekikulemesa okuyimirira olutuukirivu. Tulyoke twenganga okulwanisa omu sitaani. Naye weewaabwe tujja eri mukama waffe Yesu. Alimu antivirus eyo erwanisa ekibi. Omu ku jeeri ekkulu omukama era omuduumizi sebo kabaka bakabaka. Laba omwoyo omutukuvu atukulembeddemu okulwana olutalo luno nga bwe kiri. Baluumi 8:14. Era weewaawo yeetoolodde entebe ya Kristo ddala ng'emigga egy'amazzi amalamu mu kale eza Rainbow 7. N'olwaleero mukama olina abakadde 240 b'ebyama nga bwe kiri mu kubikwa essuula y'okuna, essuula y'okutaano, onyola okutaano n'okukiira sebo paaka lw'omukaaga. Weewaawo sebo mu kubikwa essuula y'omusanvu enkola y'emu sebo Katonda ffe omwesigwa. Tukuweebaza kabaka bakabaka. Olina abasajja bamalirivu mu ggye lyo era olinamu ebiramu ebina abakambwe abaasibibwa olw'olutalo bo baali tebaagala kugumiikiriza sitaani n'akatono. Naffe olwaleero nga twegatta ku nsonga y'emu nga tukuyita mukama w'eggye kitaffe omwesigwa mu linnya erya mukama waffe Yesu okulemberwamu omwoyo omutukuvu. Waliwo abajulirwa ababiri bakerubi abaana b'amafuta abaamalirira okubeera abajulizi ku nsonga zino era okuyiwa amafuta ku baana b'abantu wansi w'enjuba wano okuliyo kw'okuyimirira mu mirembe egisembayo gino. Ayi Katonda ffe omwesigwa, twebaza olw'ekyoto entebe y'ekisobola obujulirwa era wamu ayi Katonda ffe essanduuko ey'amateeka. Weewaawo kabaka w'abakabaka tugenda mu maaso okutegeera abaduumizi baffe mu kubikwa essuula y'omunaana abaduumira entalo zino nga bwe ziri leero. Naye olwali tugenda mu maaso n'okuyita ejjoli kampingisa wonna nga bwe kiri nate mu basekabaka ekyokubiri 6:15 n'okukiira. Laba mu biro eby'emirembe gy'Erisa ne wamu ne Erayija baali baayita amagye g'obwakabaka bw'omu ggulu ne gakka okubeegattako kubanga baakitegeera mu Beefeso essuula eri 6:10 n'okukiira. Weewaawo tebalwanaga mbina musaayi wabula n'ab'amasaza abafugira mu kizikiza eky'ensi eno emirero egy'obubi sebo Katonda waffe omwesigwa kubanga sebo weewaawo n'ebyokulwanyisa byabwe baasooka okutegeera si bya mubiri na musaayi nga bwe kiri mu Bakolinso ekyokubiri 10 olunyo otandika olw'okuna n'okukiira naye ebyamaanyi n'okumenya ebiko ne bategeera nti waliwo bamalayika mu kubikwa essuula 15 abakutta ebyokulwanisa okulwana entalo zaabwe era nga gy'emirero egitumibwa okulyoka okuweereza abo abagenda osikira obulokozi nga bwe kiri mu Baebbulaniya essuula y'esooka olw'13 paka olw'14 weewaawo n'olwaleero bamalayika bakozi wamu naffe okutuukiriza ekigambo kyo nga bwe kiri leero na mu Zabbuli 13 olunyo olw'19 paka 22 bamalayika batuukiriza ekigambo kyo era bakola okwagalako tugenda okubaaniriza nga bwe tuwulidde sebo Katonda waffe mu Ezekiyeri essuula era ey'omwenda nga basembezebwa mu kibuga Yerusaalemu era ne balagirwa okufuluma bagende balumbe. N'olwaleero mukama tugenda okuddamu okubayita bakampinge. Laba Gabudyeri agamba ku bikulu
mwesuri ya makumi ya abili mwepizi onyolo musangu mwana olo mwenda suliba weleza amunavo abakwata chikambo cha katonda elaso katonda po tuite kileba malaika kubanga cha wanikuwa matayo kumina mwana kumina mwana pa kumina mwenda buliche muna sivanga kusi mwuguru chisibibwa buliche muna sumuru langa na cho chisumuruwe mwuguru beba malaika batu ukiriza emejibu weleza kajiru wanagane miemili noru wale romu kama tulabia kumulembe kwele ija kumulembe kwelisa mbaseka baka ejiso echo kubili mkaga kuminatano nelaita jeliji nelieto olora elaisa elawe wawo liyabe rangao ngatita kwa maso gaba atu neemu kama nobi kula maso gagahazi na alengereje elano ziba boku mkono kweli abali musaidi yabu abantu kusi mubye mubyomo yeri kanisa baribe wa yeri ya miwe bibi baribe wa yeri wa musabiza na obroko neemu kama na baso kabaka baka baka wali nabia ufuzi abe wa yeri ya mizimu okusamiranga nebakwato uinza wona na wayokira mkumi kwa kumina musawo tibali dino uinza wawe nebabu wa yeri jose peri edaka wabachikose weo kabaka baka baka na banevano sobo mubyefu na bako zebo yabato mubyevi arebye kona gana sobo ni mbyo muramu bako zoche chumu metu tamo kuita je mumurodi kuleri elaija ya imi ya nama jamaji agari na kampi ize nega kuatabama sasa ame mirende jolari basa mirina bage ndo kumaita na besa le mibili besa le misai na tebacha inza kukola wange cheri aliyomu kwengula elamari kusaidi yawe na wetu utemba seka baka echo kumiri mkaga kumina nyapa kumina mkaga tiawari kusaidi ya fe banjo singa wa bari monsi eneo ye mibi mkama ojo kendeka mkumi kwa kumina munana na jiju desenu na yeba maraika mkumi na kumi baibuli yebo kendeko mkumi kwa sura yokutano onyo kumi na orumu tuina tuiyonizi chikumi ya zaba maraika tuveta boru walero bake mkama tusoko kuita omudumi ziwe kondere elisoka mkama okudumina maiko akute chibia chisoka akwa ya atuamulina kundogo yenjeru kumi kwa sura yomukaga onyo soka nolo kumini agendenga atuamulina era jene chibinjati echaba maraika abaru wana mkumi kulidwa esure elie ya kumi labili onyo romu samu pako ore kumi neba wangu ya stani mguru wewa wale koru walero ake akampinga mu Afrika akampinga mu Asia akampinga mu Australia akampinga mu Amerika akampinga mu Europe akampinga mu Asia yonna mulini ya ria Yesu umana akatondo mnemu itamu ogenda ona emuvanjwa emugwanjwa ubiwovu maiko itamu gena ndoteka kapu onaona musi yonna mulini ya ria mkama afu Yesu mwilobi ya kukora bilobi ya kukukiriza etigambo cha katona noru walero tuko wale jireba maraika awaranyi mwengura wafe mwengura wafe mugwanga ya feria Uganda mu Afrika mwona maiko itamu kampinge elawe wongo kampinga tobe elawe ka wano wali yosebo muluta ulilo wano wa wadwana mkubipa kumi na bini musambu hako ure kumi tuwa uli na jira mjudi ya mkaga tineba maraika miwagoba mkuru baku miwaka ankano mwenjaga na zeshi chiki za wansi wewawo maraika badoni yari ya rinze kumuli ya mwagwegu okwate mienje wabu maraika abu nama chini mpita choku bini esure esure soka esure yoku nyoro kuna tineba maraika bata waku mabitibu wabi yawe wabakumila mwenjaga na zeshi chiki za nolwa yosewa kabaka baka baka nafsi ba ye kubikuwa makumi ya bili orunyo uru soka na kumi maraika wabu nyobuta kuma na vana uru jagera urunene okusiba sitani maraika oyo yarimu kubikuwa sure yomenda unyo uru soka na uro kubili awewa emunya nyeleza mkuru newe chisumulizo chobu nyobuta kuma na sumulula ni waveje eli amani ba maraika haba boge duwaku oye maraika haba doni haba kurembete kubikuwa sure yomenda orunyo uru kumi na orumu na vali nekiri ya maraika bilioni ya kumi mbili aweka bangisa mwokufa wamuna ama gombe mkama okwate mle mbio jisima na mwotu wa sindi se okukampinga musio na mbwengula sema kabaka baka baka mwurinye ya Yesu umana katondo mnamu tiita wejerio maraika abadone weje gere yutamo kampinge mu Uganda wana kampingo kusina mizimu ejaru mekanisa mizimu ejaru barogo banabi wabuliba abatuma wabuliba yutamo kampinge kampinga mbwengula kampinga kuruno genda kusiba kusani kila mkanisa yobrokozi awari ya meoye mibi ejwane jaru mekanisa nabako lebya magana wabuliba nabatu misa nabatu uzara atu evitu nabamasa okumaro gamu kama nabatu unde evitu ule muendo butono na yenga wetu uzo muendo muji nabatu unda zimeroni nabatu unda mchere mukama uruwa leo usi nisajira mwale kabadoni uwenja gare mwengula akampinge wana wane tumagariza ila wane tumendo kumutu vila akampinge mu Uganda akampinge mu Afrika akampinge mu Australia akampinge sabo mu Amerika mu Asia yona yuri puyo na kampinga yo maraika maikonga ateka kampu nawe kampinga kurusu kusaidie kampinga nawe kusaidie watutu ma musingole mwena ulioke murumbe muri nyeri ya Yesu umana katondo mwena osokera mjifuwe jitukumbu osokera mkanisa ya urekosu osokoje mwe mizimu eme mbibia jiliyo ejibuwa buwa zabandu ejiba sule vipo ejiba wesama maduka kawe na mayumba kawe wanane wa gema yako ni wata inzo sika zana etimu jiba inzo kukoza kumanga chawa nikwa mpita jokubili esule soka onyoro kusa
Okubasikoba tuwala mu makanisa ag'obulimba yonna tumayo masanganzira
tumayo buli engudo ezisinkanira tumayo kubanga bategerawo abantu batuma emisambwa egimu zaabu z'abantu ne babatwala mumakanisa ag'obulimba ne bababaka ebyabwe ne babonyabonya okusobola okuvumisa erinnya ery'obulokozi naye olwaleero maiko yitamu otomengegeri zaabwe sanyawo malayika balondire kayitego nga bakyali bukumi bwa kumi nabbiri bwewalwaire enjo olwomusanvu paka olwokumi n'ogoba sitaani muguru malayika badoni yabalindira mu kitundu ekyabwasi bwakabaka bwemunyenge n'akwata omunasiba n'akwata n'asiba malayika badoni siba siba emyoyo gyonna emibi egiri mu makanisa ag'obulimba abatuma ab'obulimba abasumba ab'obulimba egibadde ku mitwe gyabwe egibadde mu butuufu egibadde mu makanisa egibadde mu madiini egibadde mu masabo mu mawonvu mu biko mu nyanja tumaye malayika badoni leka ayitemu mu linnya erya yesu omwana akatonda omulamu okumenyaamenya engegere zabwe okusiba ebyemibi ekikubire mu bbanga siba tuma malayika oyo asibe emizimu egyo emibi bamalayika abo baagwa basibibwe bateeke omundi obutakoma okunagula omusango teme ekiro malayika maiko leka ateme enjegere zaabwe bye baakusimbamu bye baakuteekamu mu makanisa ago ag'obulimba nabyo bitumire kye eryabamalayika era olwaleero maiko ng'ayinamu abadooni ng'agobera tuma malayika w'omuliro mwezeekeri kumi atole omuliro ku kyoto kya katonda gwe yase nago amansire ku bibuga by'abasitaani n'olwekyesore munegomola leka amansire ku manyi g'ekizikiza agali mu makanisa ago agakwambala agali gakuwamba agali gamba emirimu gyo agali ku nsozi mu busamiza n'obulogo yonna buli manyi g'ekizikiza agaliyo tuma malayika w'omuliro awande omuliro ku manyi g'ekizikiza agaleese endwadde okumenyaamanya kanisa mu linnya erya yesu omwana akatonda omulamu tubira ddala ekyero liitemu onaku olwalero mu linnya erya yesu omwana akatonda omulamu oli mulwanyi gwe bayagaziza ebyokulwanisa toyimirira nabyo toyimirira na byakulwanisa ebyo n'atali mulwanyi tandikiraawo mwekyo mukama kyakuwadde tandikiraawo kukyawandika mukama kyakuwadde bakuwadde ekyambalo wansi oyambadde enjiri wansi oyambadde enjiri mu kiwanda otaddeko amazima gakozesa olwalero okuyimira ng'omulwanyi nabiga lwana suma eteryo liitemu mu linnya erya yesu tolemerera kwogera kigambo kubanga omwoyo wa mukama akulembeddemu bamalayika ba mukama bakulindiridde okuduumira leero duumira ku losaliro duumira mu linnya erya yesu omwana akatonda obulamu lwanirako ku saidi yo olwaleero lwanira ne ku saidi yo ebibadde bikyakulumba abamasajja abakyakulumba mu birooto ebyobulimba abakyakulumba ku mirimu gyo abakyakusibya mu birooto abakyakulumba mu birooto kubanga twawulira bakola ebirooto ebyobufuusa bayibuli ebogeddeko mu makoliso ekyokubira essula eyekumi n'emu nga beefuula bamalayika ab'obutuukirivu era beefuula ababuulizi ab'obutuukirivu ne bajja ne bakolesa ebiringa ebyo ebitasaana ne bakusibira mu birooto ne bakulogerayo tumanaawe ku lwa saidi yo lwabanna abali mu kkanisa mu nsi yonna mu linnya erya yesu omwana akatonda omulamu weebale mukama wabakama weebale kabaka wabakabaka omwesigwa kubanga kyawandikwa katonda affe omulamu wagamba nti nno bwe musabanga mukkirize nga muweereddwa era mukama tugenda kuma bukomi kankano twongera okuyimusa okukkiriza kwaffe okuli mbalumya essula ekumi n'ekumi n'omusanvu okuba mukulira n'okulira ekigambo kya katonda laba ekigambo kyayogera mu yoswa essula ey'ekumi olunywere ku mpaka kumi nabbiri ti yoswa n'alagira enjuba n'omwezi okuyimirira paka nga tumaze okuwangula naffe mu kigambo kyekimu mukama tulagira nate bamalayika bonna abadooni malayika maigo ne malayika w'omuliro era okulagira obutonde bonna obadde bukola saddaaka buyimirirayo bugana okuweereza saddaaka yonna maigo yimirirayo malayika abadooni yimirirayo sigala mu lutalo malayika w'omuliro sigalayo malayika w'omuliro malayika w'omuliro sigalayo malayika gabudyeri sigalayo ng'olabula abantu ba katonda era malayika w'okumanya ng'oyawula ebyomuwendo ku birala bya muwendo tulagira obutonde bwonna balumya essula ey'omunaana olyo ekumi n'omunaana paka abiri obutatta mukukola saddaaka yonna nga ku mulembe gwerayisa bwe baasala embuzi bwe baasala enkoko ne zitayinza kukola ku mulembe gwerayita naffe olwaleero mukama naffe dudumira omusayi gw'embuzi ogw'enkoko ogw'obusabize ogw'abantu babadde basala okola nga saddaaka tugutwalaganya era mukama tugusanyawo tulagira obutonde bwonna obutatta mukukola nga saddaaka ey'obulogo mu linnya erya yesu nga tusikiza ebyo byonna omusayi gwa yesu ebulaniya kumi nabbiri abiri munye egwogeddeko gwe gwogera ebirungi okusinga omusayi gwonna omulala mu linnya erya mukama waffe yesu tusabye era nga twebaza weebale mukama wabakama weebale kitaffe omuyiza ebintu byonna weebale mukama ow'eggye tusabye byonna mu linnya erya mukama waffe yesu